Hello, my listeners. This is Dr. Kim speaking to the world. I'm going to talk about this time about the body of Christ, which is a very important phrase in Paul's letters, especially Romans chapter 12 and 1 Corinthians chapter 12. So the point is, what is the body, right? The concept of the body is so important. When we think about the body, it means many things even when we use it today. We can think about the human body, a physical body, or we can use it metaphorically like a social body. You know, so it is not easy to understand in what sense Paul uses the phrase, the body of Christ. Is this Christ's own physical body in some sense? Or the body of Christ as like a social body, the body belonging to Christ? So traditionally, we have thought that Paul is using the body of Christ as an, you know, organism metaphor, a metaphor for an organism, right? So like a social body, like 1 Corinthians 12, 27, as Paul says, you are soma Christu, body of Christ. So usually we think, you know, it means you are one in a Christian community. You are belonging to the church, which is the body of Christ. So we understand it here, the body as a social body, metaphorical organism. But the question is it really that Paul means such an organism body? Probably, I don't think so. That's where long ago, you know, my doctoral study raised questions about this, and my dissertation is about this metaphor, the body of Christ. In my book, in 2008, I argued that the body of Christ in 1 Corinthians 27 must be an attributive genitive, which means the body of Christ as Christ-like body, Christ-like living. So when you say you are the body of Christ, we can understand it as you are Christ-like body. In other words, you have to live like Christ. So actually, you know, Romans 6:6, Paul uses such a use of genitive we call the attributive genitive. The body of sin in Romans 6:6, right? We see the body of sin, you know, in Romans 6:6. The body of sin should be destroyed when Paul says about this. The meaning of the body of sin here is sinful body. The body ruled by sin, right? So we can apply this kind of use of genitive, you know, attributive genitive to 1 Corinthians 12, 27. So you are the body of Christ. So here the body of Christ as Christ-like body. The body ruled by Christ. In other words, our Christian life and living should be informed by the way Christ lived. We should live like Christ. We should embody Christ. You know, if we can read the body of Christ this way, the implications are really a lot. Because Paul's point, or, you know, asking for his communities, not simply, you know, you are one in the community, but rather how you can be united to Christ. How you can be united to Christ. Being united to Christ means you should follow the way of Christ. Okay, that's the point. So as long as the members of the Corinthian community follow the way of Christ, they are united in the community. And they are one in the community. So you don't really have to emphasize the unity of a community. Unity is not coming out of, you know, just kind of a unanimous agreement on something, but rather The more important thing is how people can behave like Christ. So you are the body of Christ. You know, we can understand alternatively. You are the Christic embodiment, individually and communally. Like here, 1 Corinthians 12:27, the members of the Christian community have to embody Christ. Only when we do that, there must be a perfect union rather than unity, right? Unity is sometimes the language of control or hegemonic body politics. But when we use the language of unity, no, union, right? So union must be preferred to unity, because the idea of a union here is thinking about how we can follow Christ. So let me finish here. So if we think about the body of Christ as a metaphor, you know, there is not the only way we can understand it traditionally. Here I'm proposing an alternative view, which is I call attributive genitive. You are the body of Christ, which means you have to live like Christ. Thank you for your listening, and hopefully I'll be back with another topic. Thank you. Bye-bye.